U.S. troops marked the end of a 9-year peacekeeping mission in Bosnia yesterday. In 1995, American soldiers arrived there to help enforce the Dayton Peace Agreement, an accord that ended 3.5 years of war amongst the country's Serbs, Muslims, and Croats. The main peacekeeping role will now be handed over to the European Union. A small number of Americans will remain. Among their tasks, the arrest of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic and his military chief Ratko Mladic, both indicted for genocide by the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal. Joining us now from Bosnia is Nicholas Wood, Southeastern Europe correspondent for the New York Times. He's with us by phone from his hotel in Sarajevo. Welcome and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much.
If you served in Bosnia or spent time there, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. And Nicholas Wood, how do Bosnians feel about the departure of American troops?
I think they're pretty indifferent. First of all, we have to say that the troops here have a pretty low profile. It's not like it was just after the war when there were almost 60,000 troops back in 1995. There are now just around 7,000. And when you actually go throughout Bosnia, you really don't see much of them. They're in their bases. They sometimes do work with communities. But in terms of actually seeing guys on patrol in uniform, they're really not around. I think the main feeling, particularly among the Bosnian Muslims, is that NATO did not achieve its task here as far as they're concerned more recently, and that is the arrest of Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic, the two people you just mentioned there in your introduction. Mm-hmm. Those are basically the Hague War Crimes Tribunal's leading suspects, leading indictees, and it really was NATO's jobs above all else to try and arrest those two people. And it just hasn't happened. And among Bosnian Muslims, I think there's a lot of bitterness about that.
We're listening to Nicholas Wood of the New York Times speaking with us about the situation in Bosnia as American troops leave after a 9-year peacekeeping mission. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There was another big problem that the NATO troops came in to resolve, of course, put an end to the fighting, but also hopefully find a way for all of those people who were forced out of their homes in one side or another to find a way to go home. Has that been able to happen?
It's happened to a degree. I mean, first of all, one should say that Bosnia really was carved into two separate areas at the end of the war, one which was a Serb-dominated area, an area that the Serb forces effectively ethnically cleansed and carved up for themselves, and another area dominated by Croats and Muslims. And it's still a very divided country. However, there have been 1 million people who have returned to their homes, but it's estimated another 1.2 million have not gone back to their homes. That's sort of a population of about 4.2 million at the war's end. So quite a large number of returns, but there's still a lot of ethnic division here and a lot of people who are never going to go back because they really don't think that life's going to go back to what it was like before the war.
As you mentioned, there's some disappointment amongst the Muslims in particular that Mladic and Karadzic are still at large. These are two men in a not that big a country. There were a lot of people looking for them. How can they possibly still be at large?
Well, the question there is where exactly are they? Some people say they're in neighboring Serbia, or that they're passing between Serbia and Bosnia. One has to say that there is a degree of support among the Serb community for them. You see posters and T-shirts in Republika Srpska still citing these two men, one who is the political leader of Serbs during the war, the other man who was the army commander of Serbs during the war, as heroes. They're wanted for the massacre, among other things, of between 7,000 and 9,000 Muslim men and boys in the town of Srebrenica in 1995. But many Serbs look at these two men as defenders of their own kind, and they're not ready to give them up. Having said that, it does leave a question. NATO has spent a lot of time and effort, put in a lot of resources here, and it just doesn't seem to have come up with the goods. There's been a lot of publicity campaigns saying, we'll get you. You actually see posters in Bosnia of, for example, a one-way ticket to The Hague, an aircraft ticket put in large on a billboard, saying Karadzic, there's a one-way ticket to The Hague. And Bosnian Muslims, when they see this, they think, you know, is that really all they can do? So it does leave questions. Why does the world's biggest military force unable to catch these two guys? And I don't think anyone really has the answer.
Let's get a caller in. This is Trish, who's with us from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, Trish.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I served in Bosnia in 2001, and while I would agree with your expert, I forgot your name, I'm sorry, I think a lot of people are disappointed we didn't catch Karadzic, but I think they were also so grateful for us coming there and just ending the war. And I think most of the Muslims, the Bosnian Muslims that I met there, loved Americans, and they were so grateful to see us. And I'm reminded of a story when I was in downtown Tuzla one day with some friends. We walked into a store, and as we were walking out, there was a giant American flag hanging on the wall that I hadn't noticed. And I said to the shopkeeper, wow, you know, I really love that flag. It's a beautiful flag. And she said, I love it too. And I wish you would come back and see us again. I love Americans. And I just wanted to share that with you and say that although we didn't do everything, and I think our job is not yet completed, we did a lot. And I think they appreciate that.
Trish, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in. And this is Jim calling from Fort Wayne.
A couple of points. One, I observed my son is over there currently, and he's just coming back with a unit out of central Indiana. But one was that they spent a lot of time chasing smugglers. And he had some observations about how it was to work with the other European armed forces over there. And two, I think, you know, for a bunch of farm kids from Indiana, it was an eye-opener. Probably as beneficial to us and those young people as it was to the Bosnians to have them over there.
You going to hold Thanksgiving dinner until he gets home?
He'll spend most of his time chasing his two young kids that he's not seen for about a year and a half around the house. So I don't think we'll see much turkey there.
Well, wish him a happy holiday when he does get home.
Thank you very much, and best to you, too.
Thank you, Jim. And Nicholas Wood, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nicholas Wood is the Southeastern Europe correspondent for the New York Times. He joined us by phone from his hotel in Sarajevo. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday. Ira will be here. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.